Okay, hi everyone. My name is Diana Tode. I'm a developer experience engineer at Victoria Metrics. And today I'm going to be talking about how do translation make us happy, or if they make us happy, and how localization builds actual open source communities. A bit about myself. I'm an open telemetry contributor, member. I'm a Cloud Native Days Romania co-organizer, and I'm also the co-lead CNCF Merge Forward Neurodiversity Group. So before we jump on the next slide, I wanted to just say that this is like a personal journey I have with localization. I stumbled into localization because I was frustrated with the adoption of OpenTelemetry in my company. And then I realized, okay, how I can contribute to one of, you know, the most popular cloud-native projects at that moment. And I was like, okay, there is code contribution, but there is also no-code contribution. So apparently there's this thing called localization, right? So it's like where you can make no-code contribution. Cool. So this is how I stumbled on localization projects 1 year ago, actually, in January. Well, right now it's February, but anyway, it's like 1 year ago. I was like really impressed with how big the community around it is. At least like in CNCF is quite big. In Kubernetes as well, in OpenTelemetry, and probably others. So the impact on the communities is really important. It's important because why? You have so much technical documentation that appeal only to English speakers, or obviously many of us speak English as well, but they don't reflect necessarily, or they don't, I don't know, motivate us sometimes to understand the documentation behind it. So for example, take, Spanish-speaking people, right? So the community is really, really big, right? So it's really big. So what if that documentation will be translated in Spanish as well? Because I live in Spain, I'm Romanian by origin. I was like trying to find out if there are any communities around the Spanish localization, and there was. Currently, there are not so many contributors, so those actual, let's say, constant contributors, it's a very small group, like actually three, and they're the like, you know, sporadic contributors that appear every now and then. So little by little, I found out as soon as I started contributing with the Spanish, within the Spanish localization, that there is a big community around it. There's also the localization sits maybe at the intersection of different special interest group, obviously depending on the architecture of every project. So it could be other developer experience, it can be communication, it could be documentation. You know, so it kind of like flows around this kind of three, maybe intersects within these three main areas. But it's also important because it drives up the developer productivity, right? So imagine, you know, you have technical documentation that's translated into your native language. It will probably be easier for you, a lot more appealing to start looking for it and be able to contribute or understand or give feedback, right? So I don't know, maybe Romanian is spoken only in one country, and you know, how many times do I see like, I don't know, things translated into Romanian? Like very, very few times. So unless they're like super cool action movies or something. So for me it was like, okay, I'm gonna start with the Spanish localization to understand a bit more about the project. I'm not a technical writer, I never was a technical writer. I come from more like a SRE world, DevOps, engineering, and then I got really into localization. But there are like people that drive localization projects that are technical writers, they have a lot of experience. They know how to deal with, you know, all the technicalities, just like the previous talk, for example, and that's very, very interesting. There is also automation under the hood for localization, that's very nice. But the reason I got attached to localization is the opening that it gives for new contributors. So new contributors, I don't know, let's say students, or not necessarily students, but like many people that want to contribute to open source communities, and they don't necessarily, and they want to do something that's more relaxing, right? And for them, relaxing means, you know, contributing to localization. So that's one way to view it. So like I said, localization definitely drives into contributor diversity. And I'm going to spend a bit more time around that, not just because it's the language, you know, that if the technical documentation will be available into your own language, maybe that will be better for you, but also about, the accessibility, right? The accessibility, opening the gates, let's say, not only to English speakers, but to a lot more speakers. So, for example, to give you some, like, figures, because we all like numbers, the most popular CNCF projects, Kubernetes and OpenTelemetry. Kubernetes has an astounding amount of 15 languages in total, so the localization around it is really, really huge. And OpenTelemetry right now has risen to 9 languages in total, right? And 2025 has been a staggering amount of contributions, a staggering amount of PRs, of commits, of even like emerging languages. So only in last year, for example, we started two new different special interest groups for localization, for Ukrainian and Romanian. So yeah, people seem to be interested from this angle to contribute to open source. Right, so what I did realize when I started to contribute is that localization is just not, I don't know, translating a page, right? It's not just me going and, you know, being creative around the translation of a document. It's also about automation. It's standardization. So this is something that's practically really technical under the hood. The whole workflows, the whole CI/CD around it, it's important. And the automation is also growing within the community. So for just to give an example, when I started last year with the first PR, there were a lot of errors around the CI/CD. Lots of, I don't know, let's say markdown or a lot of NPM. You had to fix some errors. You had to, I don't know, some things you had to do manually. So yeah, the whole software engineering part around it was still in the, you know, beginner phase. But right now, just only after a year, everything is like very automated, right? So the effort of a contributor is a lot lower. So you need to focus only on the content, on the actual documentation, the nuances of the language, obviously. What makes it different to pick a specific concept, you know, versus another concept, and that's it. But you don't need to like occupy your time and energy around the CI/CD automation, and that's important because it drives up the rise of contributors, right? So it drives up the motivation, and it makes it relaxing, you know, as other software engineers would put it. So what I've seen is the whole automation workflows getting better and better. Also, I've seen a lot of scaling around documentation, around localization. So like I said, like OpenTelemetry had like 7 languages in 2025, 2 new languages, and I'm pretty sure that this will scale a lot more in the future. The idea is that localization attracts polyglots. I already seen like here 2 previous talks where like all the speakers were polyglots. I myself speak 5 languages fluently. My German is not, it's a bit rusty at the moment, but yeah, it's a lot more efficient if it's written into your own language, right? So I'm a lot more inclined to go to a page, give feedback on documents. If you go to France, the appeal to use French in a lot of contexts is really, really high, right? So, you know, there's a conference next week, for example, like the whole Cloud Native Days France is a conference that is spoken only in French, right? So it's also part very embedded in the culture, right? The language is something not negotiable for many, many, many cultures. And it also, I would say, should be treated with respect in terms of localization. So a little project that I did last year was after I started contributing to the Spanish documentation, realizing that I also speak another language that's my native language, Romanian, that wasn't there absolutely at all. And then I asked myself, so how does one start in open source and in cloud native a community around localization? So OpenTelemetry community was very helpful. They guided me how to, you know, do the initial steps. Obviously, I had to find contributors because you need actual people, not just you. And you need to motivate them, right? So once you start, it's not like, okay, I'm going, okay, I'll leave you there with the website, have fun. No, you need to keep motivating the people, keep, you know, expanding maybe the community around it. So yeah, little by little, you know, after a few PRs, we start to have fun. So this is where the fun in the title, you know, the happy part starts. So this is us at work. We are just a few people. We are a very, very small group. And here was like, in January, we're like discussing like one of the PRs. Some of them are software engineers. Some of them never opened a PR or heard about GitHub before, but they are like official translators of Romanian, and others in between, maybe me. So we're like discussing very important things about, I don't know, some CI/CD around it. And then at one point something happened and somebody asked, but how do we translate this expression? Like, it's like unknown unknowns. Like, what the, you know, it's in Romanian. Well, we don't use that, you know, it's something really, really, like never, nobody uses that. So we had to like make up or, actually, the official translator helped. She was like, oh yeah, I know this because I found it in some source. I don't know, something I read, and she actually gave us the right translation. So if you ask me, I would have said something total wrong. The same, the colleague that opened the PR, the software engineer, said something totally gibberish. But yeah, you know, so it you realize with that fact that you don't know your own language. And also, because many of us live in another country and, you know, we kind of forgotten our own native languages, how important it is to give back in let's say, from a cultural perspective and be, how can I say, loyal to your language. So, yeah, there's the CNCF Slack, by the way, if you know somebody who speaks Romanian, good luck, but anyway, you can bring them to us. And this is me smiling. So again, this is the happy part, neurodivergent part of me smiling. That's actually at OpenTelemetry. Anyway, so actually they gave some contributor awards last year, which was really nice because I didn't expect that. And two of us were part of the localization project. So another colleague is contributing to Portuguese and Spanish. I myself Spanish and Romanian, so like super happy. It's like, yeah, we did something good. We're like, we started something, like, you know, we're like, you know, popular. Yeah, so yeah, that's why we're like smiling. So yeah, but in the end, you have to continue contributing. So it's not like you're gonna stop. So it's, I'm looking at the long run. So that's it. How to start with OTEL? So you can also check the QR if you're ever interested in that. So what would I see from my perspective, the same, I'm not a technical writer, what I would like to see from my perspective, maybe to addressing to you the community that's more technical than I am, around that, better automated workflows, right? So a big topic around this is AI. I'm pretty sure this comes up really a lot, like in any special interest groups. You see the bot appearing, like, you know, in the meeting, like, yeah, do you want to admit to the AI in the meeting? I don't know. And also many people that don't speak a specific language, they come and they want to translate a documentation with the help of AI, you know, but they never spoken that language ever in their lives. Is that desecrating the language or not? I mean, thank you. Yes. I mean, you know, like, oh yeah, but I want to make an open source contribution. Sure. But, you know, be more personal around that contribution, right? So language is still something very, very important. And sorry, here AI cannot help, right? So yes, in some ways around the CI/CD, of course, we all use Claude or whatever. We all use Google Translate in some parts to maybe automate some things. But still, you know, if you're speaking a language and you know the word academy, you know, you should be you know, loyal to your own language. And expand the communities around the localization. Attract more contributors. So for me, this is how my journey began, because I was very frustrated with the fact that I couldn't do something code related in my company about OpenTelemetry. So as a revenge, I started to contribute to localization on OCOnt1. After 1 year, I'm still thinking that I'm going to go back to the coding contribution. So when I will have some free time for that, I will do that at some point. I would like to see the community maybe prioritizing localization within open source communities. So it's not like, how can I say, there is a, maybe like a small stigma around no-code contributions, right? Because, you know, us engineers or many engineers are like, oh, this is no-code contribution. Like, okay, I'm not talking to you, you're not really, you know, serious about that, you know? But yes, there is something serious around it. Like, we all know localization has a very deep, also technical, bones around that. We should organize more specific knowledge transfer. So this is what I noticed with my little group, that is very important to have like regular meetings. It's very important to create best practices. I created some best practices, for example, how to commit a PR from A to Z, how to do the whole workflow for Romanian. That exists also in Spanish and many other languages, but it's important for, like I said, people that are not software engineers or they don't do anything technical to understand how these workflows run. And obviously add observability around localization projects, because I work in observability, as I, there's kind of zero observability around that. If you're going to head up to, so the numbers that they were like on a previous slide were taken from some GitHub actions and God knows some Looker dashboards OpenTelemetry community has, but there is not a proper, you know, observability around that. So it would be nice to implement it. And yeah, directly involve the non-English speaking communities and providing feedback. How many people do they actually click on provide feedback to the documentation, to that button? Yeah, see what I mean. So, yeah, exactly. So, if you're like, you know, it's in your native language, you'll be more inclined to hit that button and say, yeah, okay, I don't understand that, or this is rubbish, or any more explanation, or you made a mistake maybe in the language, etc., etc. So, I'm gonna skip the takeaways because I'm running out of time. The resources are here if you ever are interested to take a look at the, you know, localization around Kubernetes and OpenTelemetry. And thank you very much. The slides are on the GitHub repo, and I will also put them after the talk. Thank you.
Do we have time for questions? We have
2 minutes. Well, I was also, okay, so the question is like, how do you translate like specific technical words, because many languages use the actual English words for many technical concepts. Actually, you're gonna do a deep dive on the internet and find out that those words are actually translated and were translated. It's just like we're lazy and we're not using those concepts because they're not cool, but they are actually translated. If not, you have to be a bit creative and discuss with the community. So that's why we have these regular meetings. I never personally saw like a concept being talked about, a technical concept being talked about in one of the meetings, but there sure is, you know? So even how you translate something that it's in English, but you never use it in your own language. But around the technicality, I also have a lot of doubts. And sometimes I just ask either my software, like my friends that they work with this all day long, maybe they heard about it, you know, like used someplace else, or just like